Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be on the air with you again on this evening. Another empowerment message. We are excited tonight as our guest is Minister Ebony Lewis. Amen. She's not called in yet, so we pray that all things are well with her. Amen. And until that happens, we just give God praise. I'll give you an intro to who she is, and so that should she be able to call in, we can go ahead and start with our dialogue. Ebony is a woman with a story, much like many of us. She's a preacher's kid, amen. Wonderful parents, Pastor Willie and Co-Pastor Easter Lewis out of Goldsboro, North Carolina. She is a mother of three beautiful boys, an anointed singer, hairstylist. All those things are good, but more importantly, a woman of God who understands her purpose now, I believe, better than she has previously. She had written an excerpt a few days ago on Facebook that caught my attention. Daughters of Zion, put down the counterfeit, low self-esteem, false self-esteem, paranoid practices that keep your heart from living abundantly. That unrealistic list of expectations, that fantasy relationship that only exists in your mind, that man that's undecided, that man that has no intentions on marriage, that man that's already married, that abusive man, that cross-eyed man, that man from your past, that fear of men altogether. Put it down today and put on the whole armor of God. My prayer is that peace of God that passes all understanding would guard our hearts and minds as we lay our comfort zone at his feet. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will add unto us a heightened sense of discernment and truth. I pray that your anointing, Lord, would break every yoke and every spirit of bondage that has led us captive. Give us a new heart, Lord. We want to be found in you whole, clean, virtuous, made ready, and unashamed. She wrote that, as I stated, some few days back. And when I read it, I was just compelled to reach out to her, to ask her to come back on the show. She came, I believe, a couple years ago when she released her first single, amen. And that was a blessing. But in this season of her life, I know that God has transitioned her to a greater place and a different dimension in him. And it was our desire that she would come this evening to share from the topic, Put It Down. Again, we can wait a few moments and allow her to come on the air with us. But I'll share this with the listening audience at this moment. What she stated, what she wrote, is very relevant to us as a people, not just the world, but also to the church. And she said, Daughters of Zion, so she was speaking to the house. There are so many women, especially, who have counted themselves for lost. They placed themselves in situations of lack and no esteem. They place themselves in situations where they've been abused and misused because they have no self-worth. They don't understand their purpose. They don't understand God's plan for their lives, and they are not operating in his will. The Empowerment Place Ministries is a ministry that was birthed out of acceptance. I, as founder, had to come to a place where I accepted what I had faced. And from that acceptance, I had to strategically work a plan that God had presented to me in order to overcome and succeed. This happened only because of the grace of God and my willingness to yield all to Him and let Him navigate my life. Put it down, she wrote. Put down all the things that have caused you to feel some kind of way. Put it down so that you're able then to pick up what God is saying about you, that you can pick up His understanding of what your purpose is in the earth, that you're able to pick up your belief in self and navigate through what God has called you to do. Again, we're hopeful that she can dial in, amen, reached her, amen. We thank God for technology, amen. Put it down. Amen. Praise God, Ebony.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless you, baby.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Life happens. Life happens.
Yes, it yes,
life
it
happens.
Does.
I'm just grateful that you're with us. Amen. I let the people know that we were waiting on you, and while we were waiting, I gave a quick bio of who you are, just the little stuff, you know, the little stuff. And I read to them that post that you wrote about Put It Down. I read to them and expressed to them the necessity of women, especially in the body, it's time to put some stuff down. But now that you're here, amen, I want to say first that I'm so proud of you. Since I got you
Thank
on the line,
you.
I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. I can't express how much when I see you post, when I see your smile, understanding who you are from a little girl, and not really getting
yes.
to know you, but to know you from a little girl, and to see
yes,
your life transition to this place now where God is using you like wow, like wow, like wow. It has blessed my life. It has blessed my life. And when you shared a piece of your testimony, again, sometime back about the struggles that you've gone through and the addictions and the behaviors that you've overcome,
oh, man.
Now really understanding your purpose and desiring to fulfill what it is that God has planned for you is something that a lot of women and men need to hear. But I want you to go ahead and share with us what's on your heart, what you feel God would have you to release to the listening audience on tonight. We're listening. Amen.
Well, Aunt Val, that's what I've always called you.
Amen.
I'm just honored.
Are you there? Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
And because, you know, it's not always that we're recognized in a little bit of the capacity of who God has called us to be. So I'm glad that you see something in me and that, you know, that would cause you to invite me. But I really just want to be a conduit to encourage the people of God.
Amen.
And in every aspect of life, whether it be relational, whether it be ministerial, whether it be in your gifts or your callings, I just want to be that person that is genuinely coming from a place of love and genuinely coming from a place of encouragement and uplifting. And I don't just post because it's something cool to say or it's something knowledgeable to say or to gain recognition. But everything that I say on Facebook and even with my friends and whatever talks we might have, it's because I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's not just something cool for me to do, to spill all my beans on Facebook like that. Because
yeah,
everybody,
yeah.
you know, want to acknowledge your testimony as a place of courage. But
yeah.
it's coming from a place of courage. But,
yeah.
you know, some people have not reached that level of maturity. But when I go through things and when I'm coming out of something, even when I'm going through something, it's important that you relieve some of that pressure, take some
mm-hmm.
of that accountability off of yourself and share it. And if you can share
mm-hmm.
it with the world, then share it with the world, because believe it or not, if you're going through it, somebody else is going through it. So
that's true.
It's
that's
important
true.
As a body of believers, as a body of Christ, especially to the world now that's watching. People are watching, and they're not all of them are being critical in a negative way, but some people want to see the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't see it in your life, if they can't see it in the Christian life, then they're looking for a spiritual connection to something, because as human beings, that we all have that component in our hearts, in our soul, that we reach for something spiritual. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to make their choice, whether it be Buddhism, whether it
mm-hmm.
be whatever it might be. But as Christians,
mm-hmm.
we want to show the world that is searching for something, that is searching for light today, that this is real, that the God we serve is real. And
yes.
not because I'm a perfect person, because this is what he did while I was in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
I needed a Savior, this is what he
mm-hmm.
was to me.
Amen. Amen. That's real. And the one thing that I do appreciate is your authenticity. As you stated, so often people will tell you a piece, the piece that sounds most comforting, the piece that doesn't shed so much darkness on them, you know, the piece
yeah.
that's just a glimmer of my truth. But when you just keep it real before the people, and like you said, allow them to know that what you're facing, it may not be you, but it may be your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It may be somebody that you're connected to that is going through what I went through. And I share with people all the time, I don't look like what I've been through.
Yeah.
And you don't look like what you've been through. And it's because of the grace of God, and it's because of his love toward us. You know, the fact that we could repent, and he would cleanse us.
Yeah.
And then bless us, and then use us.
Yes.
After all the foolishness that we'd done. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And so when you can be that transparent and say, this is my story, and despite that, look at where I am and what I'm doing, not for any glory of my own, but that God would be glorified in the earth, that we'd be able to build his kingdom here on
exactly.
earth. And it's a powerful thing. I just.
Yes.
It's just a powerful thing. And I think that the day I read your testimony on Facebook, I sat at my desk at work. I think I was at my desk at work when I read it. And I was crying tears. And I said, God, okay, what kind of tears are these? And they were
yeah.
tears of joy.
Yeah.
I had to check myself. I was like, what are you crying
right.
for? So why am I crying? And I was like, it was tears of joy, because I was like, oh, my God.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, look at what you're doing. God, I
mm-hmm.
hope she sees what you're doing. I hope she
oh.
really sees what you're doing.
You know what, I'm about,
and
it took
my
me
prayer
a while.
Is that I hope other people really
yeah.
do see. Yeah, it's something. It
took me a while, and I didn't want to do, it wasn't something that, you know, I wanted to do right away. But the encounter that I had with God that day, oh my goodness. And a lot of what what people who have not experienced deliverance on the level that I have experienced deliverance
mm-hmm,
on,
mm-hmm.
who have not come from where I come from. And, you know, some people don't know. They don't know that I was a preacher's daughter. They don't know that I didn't come from a broken home. I came from a home that was put together. What I was sharing with a friend of mine the other day, we're PKs, we're preacher's kids, and this is something that I've recently come to realize, that the attack of the enemy, it starts right away, and he's not just trying to wound you. He is trying to take you off the planet Earth because of the destiny and the call that's on your life is so great. And not that it's so great, but it comes from God.
But it is.
And it is great, and it's a great thing, and everything that comes from him is good and is perfect. But when when the devil recognizes that there's been a seed planted in the earth that comes to destroy the kingdom of darkness, he is gunning for your head. And he came for my life when I was a kid, when I did not know how to protect myself spiritually. I thought I was fighting a natural battle, so I picked up natural things like drugs and alcohol. I picked up things like promiscuity, and the only way I knew how to deal. And I think what's so important now that I'm a mother is recognizing what's going on in my children and teaching them how to fight spiritually, teaching them how to pray, teaching them, telling them, affirming them who they are. We didn't do that. You know, we went to church and we learned the word of God and all the stories, and everything was good and everything was great, but I didn't understand what was going on inside of me and why the devil was trying to shut my mouth as a child and trying to kill me. I went through so many attacks, like natural, like car accidents getting in shootouts and just finding myself on the wrong side of bullets and passenger sides all the time. Like, It is amazing that I'm standing here today, but it's not amazing because it's God's plan.
Yes,
and so when you know that there's a call on your life and nothing is by happenstance or coincidence, you know, I can stand here today and tell that testimony because somebody else is going through that and they don't know what in the world is going on.
But if
we knew that it was a call of God and not just because we are hellions or because we're wretches and we're undone, God, Jesus died for the man that's inside of us. He didn't die for Simon. He died for Peter. He died for the potential that's in us. And Dr. Matthew Stevenson called it. He said 2017 is the year of your potential.
Amen.
And God's going to do what we could not do ourselves, which is deliver us. Break the bondage off of our life so that we can live free, so that we can come into the full potential of what he died for.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I hear you share that. And as you do, I think about your cousin and the attacks that have been launched against her as my seed. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God because you have made it real plain, and especially when you know that there is an anointing, because all of us have gifts. God placed each of us in the earth with an original intent. He gave each of us a task to fulfill. And when we act like, oh, it's just this, it's just that, it's just this, it's just that, then all we're doing is allowing the enemy to mount up even the more upon us, and we lay there like we're lifeless. But, you know, you hit it in that the gift of the Holy Spirit that he placed on the inside of us, every now and again it takes something to sort of wake him up. And when he wake up and we go ahead and activate it and let it do what it's supposed to do, then things do begin to happen. We begin to see clearer. We begin to hear clearer. Our level of discernment sharpens. Where I used to look at you and you were like, hey, what's going on? Now I look at you and be like, yo, what? Back up. Because all that stuff is switched up now because I'm in a different place. I have different understanding. And now life matters. Where at first I was just in a place where I was just living. Life didn't really matter, but now life matters.
It definitely does. Oh, and everything you do becomes with intention. Everything you say is intentional. Like, it, even I'm careful on my Facebook now. I look back at those memories
Girl,
and I laugh at myself because I'm like, man, I was so reckless. And not that the things I was saying were so bad, but I was just all over the place. And you can tell a double-minded person by their Facebook post.
Amen.
Because one day
Amen.
They up, it's on Facebook. The next day you're down, it's on Facebook. The next, you know? But now it doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having. I'm intentionally positive and intentionally motivational about the things that I let come out of my mouth. Even in at work where my surroundings are so negative. I mean, from every angle, my bosses, my coworkers, my clients, everybody can be so negative and so rude. But because I know who I am now,
yes,
I don't.
Girl,
I
can't, you better say it.
I can't buy in. I can't feed in, even on my bad days where I feel like joining the circus. I can't do it. I can't. And in any circumstance, we don't just go through stuff at our jobs, but we go through things in our relationships, and we go through stuff at our churches, and we go through things no matter where we are. But when you know that bringing you through a process to get to a place where he has prepared you for, you can't give your credit, you can't give the glory or the credit to people. And so you got to keep your eyes focused on God. You might experience deliverance over here, or you may experience attack over here, but if you stay focused on the people, then you'll become tied to them and you won't move forward. But if you keep your eyes fixed on the one who's called you, man, tunnel vision.
Lord, I thank you.
Focus.
And especially,
I tell my son all the time, focus. Get that homework done. Focus.
Well,
when
and
you
I
got
like
your
you
eyes
said.
All over the place, it's hard.
You know, it is hard, and it's because too we've not really been protecting our gates. We've been allowing our gates to just do whatever they want to do. And so, I listen to whatever I want to listen to. I look at whatever I want to look at. I put in my mouth whatever I want to put in my mouth. And then when trouble comes, I'm looking dumb now because, like, wait a minute. I ain't got no more of that to put in my mouth. I ain't got no more of that to look at. I ain't got, what am I doing? Yeah, the time that you should have been really focusing on the truth of what was taking place, you were too caught up. And that's a whole lot of folk that we're speaking to right now. You caught up. You caught up in glitz and glamour. You caught up in being accepted by a crowd. You caught up in you got to be beside somebody because you're afraid to be by yourself. But what we got to realize is that we're never by ourselves. We are never alone. If we know him in the part of our sin, if we've allowed him to become Lord and Savior of our lives, there's never a time that you're alone. But because of the things that you've been dealing with, your perception is off, so you can't see clearly. Mr. Ebony said that it's time to put it down. It's time to put all of that stuff. It's time to
put it down.
It's time to put it down and really focus in, hone in on what it is God intends for you. And that's one thing, Ebony, that I'm grateful for. I really am, because just looking at you and listening to you, you get it. You get it now. You get it. You know, God, I know what it is. God, I understand now. I got it. But we deal with so many people who still look like a deer in the headlights. They have no clue and been in church all their life. You ask them what's their purpose, and they tell you they are deacon. I didn't ask you what your office was in the church. I ask you if you knew your purpose. I'm just saying, girl. Oh, God. Anyway, so praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You know, No, I get it. I totally
yeah.
understand. And I'm planning this year, and I'm saying planning to
mm-hmm.
release and my first single. And
mm-hmm.
I'm planning. And you know, sometimes you just go over in your mind, you have visions in your mind of what you want to do, what you want to call it, what you want to name it. And
mm-hmm.
and all these, you know, things you go through in your planning process
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I was just thinking about myself and, you know, who do you think you are? Who is Ebony? What do you want to call this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking
mm-hmm.
to myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to call it Untitled.
Ooh.
Because
Ooh.
I think the
Ooh.
Problem
Ooh.
Is we want the title more than
Ooh, God.
Anything.
Mm.
I don't
mm.
need my name in lights. I prefer that
mm.
they not be.
Mm.
Because where I've come from, I don't need that. It's not what I desire. After all
mm.
that I have been through.
My God.
I just want Jesus. I just want
mm.
peace. I just want
mm.
love. I just want
mm.
joy. I just want the curses to be broken off of my last name. I want my
Jesus.
Children
Jesus.
To be all right.
Jesus. 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 Woo. Woo.
If I don't ever become anything in church, I'm something to my clients at work.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
I'm something to my children.
Yes.
I'm something to everybody on my Facebook page, people that I knew in my
mm-hmm.
past, what does that mean, Shay? What does that mean? What is
yeah,
this?
Right.
I'm so proud
of
you.
Right. Jesus.
I don't need it.
You're something to Ebony.
I'm something
yeah.
to me, and I'm something to the
yes.
one who created me.
Yes.
I'm something to
yes.
Easter and Willie. I'm
yes,
something.
Lord.
And I'm not trying to discredit the church or titles. I think it's all in decency and order that we do those things. And it's for the edification of the body of Christ. That's great. It
mm-hmm.
really is. But I think we
but
are.
But at the end of the
sometimes
day.
Sometimes we're just
yeah.
willing to knock people down, discredit people's name. We're, you know, if you're not being trained and if everything is not happening the way God ordained it to happen, then put it down and work in your community first.
Yeah.
Work in your home mm-hmm. first.
Your home first.
And
Amen.
Let your work speak for itself.
Amen. Amen. That's good news right there. That's good
Untitled,
news right there.
Ebony.
Ooh, girl, that's powerful. Wow, this time is going by so quickly, audience. We're down to like the last minute and a half. And so because we got a late start, when Ebony has time, we're going to do this again. Amen. We're going to do this again. If you had to leave some tips to somebody who is struggling with the put it down right about now, what would you say to them?
I would say be ready to recognize the real from the fake. Just don't be the one that's lying to yourself. If everybody is lying to you, just don't be the one that's lying to yourself. And then affirm yourself with the word of God every day. Keep God's word about you in your mouth. Find out what he says about you. And then if you got to write it on your mirror, if you got to write it on your walls around your house, then if that's what's going to keep you motivated, then do whatever it takes for the self-love to grow. Put down the counterfeit so that God can give you the real thing.
Amen. That's good. That's empowerment, audience. That's empowerment from Minister Ebony. Baby, again, Auntie loves you and is so proud of you. Yeah, for all y'all listening.
I'm
her
you
auntie. And I love her. I so love you. Audience, join us again Sunday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for another empowerment message. Until then, do something every day to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you. Thank you, Ebony.
You're welcome. Thank you.